Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Locked On Cardinals, officially the number one non-team affiliated Arizona Cardinals podcast on the planet. Thank you to everybody who listens. Please subscribe if you don't already. Please tell your friends about Locked On Cardinals, because buckle up. It's going to be a fantastic year. It's going to be exciting. It will not be like a librarian runs this podcast because of how bad the Cardinals have been over the last couple seasons. Myself and Bo promise you this will be the most straightforward, opinionated, unadulterated Arizona Cardinals podcast you will listen to. Help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make sure to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community, because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL. Kyler Murray played great on Sunday, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm your host, Alex Clancy, with Bo Brock. Now, pump the brakes for a second. Let's look back at Sunday. Kyler had some electric plays, two more long touchdown runs. He had a touchdown pass to DeAndre Hopkins, a deep bomb to both Andy Isabella and Christian Kirk. The latter of the two was put in the breadbasket where only his receiver could catch it in Christian Kirk, 40-plus yards down the field. He threw it like he was throwing a pebble into a lake. Kyler Murray's arm strength is never to be questioned. But Bo and I were watching this game. We were FaceTiming, we were texting, talking on the phone, and there's one thing that caught us both a little off guard. Kyler has trouble throwing the ball straight down the middle of the field. We call it the seam routes. We call it the touchdown getters if thrown correctly, and Kyler missed two wide-open receivers down the field, one of whom was Chase Edmonds, as he would have just waltzed into the end zone, but Kyler Murray pretty much threw it out of bounds instead of to his running back out of the backfield. Now, this is not nitpicking. This is looking at a quarterback who's played 18 games in the NFL, didn't have that time to, you know, incubate behind another quarterback. He came in, started right away, and we've seen ups and downs from him in 2019. So far in 2020, he's been great, but he is not even close to a finished product yet.
Just scratching the surface, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but this is, you know, this is first place problems, right? We have first world problems. This is first place problems. When we look at Kyler Murray, and he's been great in the first two games of the Cardinals season, as they're now 2-0. Yeah, there are things that we can look at and say, hey, he can get better. And the Arizona Cardinals understand this not only on a personal level, player by player, but as a team. Because when you watch the post game, you know, speech from Cliff Kingsbury, he said, hey, we came out super confident, but we're not satisfied. We can play a lot better than we just did. Kyler Murray saying, hey, we left a lot out there. He knows that he missed some bunnies, some easy passes that he could have connected on. DeAndre Hopkins, your top, you know, player probably on the entire team. We've got a high ceiling, saying we haven't even, you know, we're not even reaching the potential that we have. And I think that's the mindset, that's the mentality you need to have, especially to compete in such a tough division like the NFC West, where the division's 7-1, Alex, right out of the gates to start the NFL season. The only blemish is the one that the Arizona Cardinals delivered to the Niners in week one. But yeah, you're right. We were talking about those seam routes over the middle. For whatever reason, it's one of those that he wasn't able to connect. Was it Chase Edmonds and then maybe Fitz on another one? Once Kyler Murray starts to put those throws in his repertoire, look out, NFL. You better be on alert, because he is going to be the complete package. I mean, he's already just such a dynamic player. And what he's added this year as far as his running ability has made him – and people talked about it in the offseason. Can he kind of live up to those second-year quarterback expectations that Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson – put forth, which are nearly impossible to reach? But looking at how he's running the football, 158 yards, almost 80 yards per game on the ground so far with three trips to the end zone. Yeah, it's very possible he could have, you know, the third season in a row from a second-year quarterback where we're talking, you know, MVP.
The Cardinals are still walking on thin ice over a lake right now, though. You know, if you look at it as a whole, Kyler Murray running this much isn't great for business in the long run, in my opinion. You know, he's not 6'3 and like a brick house like Lamar Jackson is who can take hits. Kyler, his elusivity is what separates him. He's more elusive than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is quicker. Lamar Jackson is probably faster. You know, he's got longer strides. Kyler Murray, when he's running, he doesn't get touched. Like, he doesn't break tackles. He just runs outside of the reach of the defenders, and he goes untouched a lot when he runs into the end zone because a lot of it is just open field and his ability to use angles to his advantage because he's used to it. He's been this small his whole life. He's always been playing against guys bigger than him, and he's been able to find a way to get in the end zone and not get decapitated. So with Kyler moving forward, I'm not in the camp that he should be the leading rusher for the Cardinals. I don't think that that's a recipe for success in the long run. It's great now as we're still trying to learn what this offense is going to look like as a whole. And we'll talk about that a little bit later this podcast, that I don't think that it's the defense that's been the hurdle to overcome for the Cardinals so far this year. I think it's them just trying to get a feel for how many plays and how many different looks this offense has to offer and getting everybody on the same page. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward if they're going to just let Kyler let it rip in the run game or if they're going to try and kind of curtail that and keep him behind the line of scrimmage and try to throw for shorter gains instead of going for it all with the chance to potentially get hurt on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Give us a follow. Bo's doing a great job putting out images with some quotes that we put out there. It gets you a little bit more inside our brains. As we're ripping these podcasts off, Bo and I joke like, I don't remember 80% of the stuff that I say right after I say it. Like, thankfully, Bo listens better than I do while I'm talking. And he makes me and himself look even better. So please give us a follow. On the other side, injuries have ravaged the NFL through the first 2 weeks, especially what we saw on Sunday. Is there something that the Arizona Cardinals should do down the stretch when having a lead that you wouldn't necessarily have done in years past? That's next on Locked On Cardinals. But first, I don't know anything about cars. This is how I always set this up. RockAuto.com has been a gift from the heavens for me because instead of going to a store and going up to ask a cashier or somebody that works there, hey, how do I get this piece that everybody else knows about besides me? You can go to RockAuto.com. There's no awkwardness. There's no storefront store that you have to actually go into to talk to people. And there's just a Rolodex of all the pieces and parts that you need for your car. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. The Arizona Cardinals have been lucky so far, not just because of their win-loss record. Injuries have ravaged the NFL through 2 weeks. And the Cardinals have had a little touch of it with Mason Cole. But there haven't been any catastrophic injuries like we saw over the weekend with Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Cortland Sutton yesterday, torn ACL, Drew Lock. I mean, Von Miller out for the year. There are so many people, and I'm not even talking about the 49ers injuries with Nick Bosa, Jimmy Garoppolo, Raheem Mostert, Solomon Thomas, etc. So, Bo, I'm going to ask you straight up, with the Cardinals up 10 points or 14 points with 10 minutes left in a game, do you see as a potential, I don't know, just a game plan to pull some skill position players for a series or two as long as the Cardinals can maintain a lead earlier than they potentially would have in a season with a more traditional offseason?
No, because I think the Arizona Cardinals right now need to learn to put games away. I think that that's a big key for this going forward. Sure, they're 2-0. They had a big dramatic victory over the Niners, but they weren't really playing. They were kind of chasing the lead all game until the fourth quarter, and then they kind of went back and forth with San Francisco. They didn't have the luxury of that. They had it yesterday, or as far as Sunday's concerned, where they had a kind of a big lead, and they needed to kind of run some clock and continue to move the sticks. And we saw them struggle a little bit with that and trying to play that way. That's a skill. Funny, I mean, that's a skill. 14 points, no. I think you keep the starters in there. You continue to run plays and run your first team offense. If you get up to 21, if you push it to three scores, you know, that's a little bit more, you know, that's only an Atlanta Falcons team that can squander that lead, it seems like, in today's NFL. But two scores is easily overcome in this day and age of NFL because of so much, all the fast-paced offenses and, you know, as far as throwing the football. So I would say, yeah, two scores, no. But absolutely, yeah, if you get an opportunity to take guys out like Nuke Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, Kenyon Drake, maybe even some of your starting offensive linemen and get to save them from a potential season-ending injury, absolutely do it. But, you know, it's got to be a very comfortable lead. And we've seen even what things look like when Terry McLaurin found the end zone after the Cardinals' offense kind of came out stagnant out of the locker rooms in the second half, that the Cardinals needed to make a big play and they needed to score one more time to put the final nail in the coffin. And I think that that's important, and that's the skill that they continue to need to learn. Not just the players on the field, but your play caller and Cliff Kingsbury as well, you know, what to dial up to keep that other team at bay and your lead safe till the final whistle.
And listen, this is not to say, oh, the Cardinals are going to have a two-score lead with 8 minutes left in every game. It's just something to talk about where it's, if there's any way that you can get some sort of competitive advantage, and in this conversation, it's centralized solely around the health of your players, I mean, it's something to talk about. Obviously, any play, terribly enough, could be the last play of any NFL player's career. The next play could be. Yeah. I mean, it's something that you're playing with fire every time you get in the field. But you're right. I mean, especially because the Cardinals, in my opinion, and this is going to be our topic to finish up this podcast, I still think the Cardinals are the third best team in the NFC West. And I don't want you to say anything yet, Bo. We're going to talk about that in the third segment. But if the Cardinals get to a situation where maybe they're, I don't know, 9-4, and they're looking as, you know, they can coast into the playoffs if some, you know, if some things were to happen, if they have a comfortable position to supplant themselves in the postseason, and there's been injuries just riddled throughout the NFL more than we've ever seen, it's not the dumbest thing to just talk about it. Like, no, what can you do?
If an injury does happen, we're talking about it the next day and saying, what the heck was Cliff Kingsbury? Why was Devondre Campbell in the game when you could have gotten reps for Isaiah Simmons? You know, you could have, without the luxury of preseason games, this was an opportunity for Isaiah Simmons to go out there and get, in-game snaps that he's not going to get otherwise. I mean, we saw Isaiah Simmons play 7 snaps yesterday, mostly on special teams. And a guy like Devondre Campbell, who's a veteran, and this is a completely hypothetical, Devondre's fine. He played a lot of big downs for the Atlanta Falcons before coming over on a free agent deal this year. He was a guy, he can play football. He's shown you that, you know, if the lead is safe enough, you get those guys in there, because we know this game, in the ugly side of it, I mean, when we look at the big names that were lost on Sunday, most of those were early in those contests, and, you know, you can't avoid that. That's just the reality of the NFL. But if it is late, you know, late third quarter or the fourth quarter, and you have an opportunity to rest some guys and get some young guys some reps, Zach Allen's, Isaiah Simmons, your Rashad Lawrence's of the world, do it.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Follow him at Bob Brack. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. We do implore you, please tell your friends to subscribe. What we do is we post, and if you subscribe on Google Play or Apple Podcasts, it just gets sent to you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be like, oh, man, there's a podcast to listen to. I haven't listened to it today. It takes care of it for you. Tell your friends. Tell your parents. Tell everybody who loves the Cardinals to listen to Locked On Cardinals and to subscribe to make it easier for everybody. The Cardinals are the third best team in the NFC West, and I don't even think it's really close at this point. I'll see if Bo disagrees with me. We'll talk about that next, Locked On Cardinals. Bilt Bar is back. Bilt Bar is my favorite sponsor that we've had with the Locked On Cardinals podcast. Bo, I think, would agree. They have 18 flavors of these bars that are, they're delicious, Bo. I mean, they're
adding DeAndre Hopkins to your offense.
Yeah. Plus add just a chocolate covering of yummy goodness already, and that's going to be Bilt Bar. They have 6 new flavors, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. These things are good for you. They give you the protein you need. They're low in calorie. They're high in protein. They're high in fiber. They're great for that keto diet that everybody loves to do. They're a great just meal replacement. And that's all we're looking for, is to eat something that tastes good, that doesn't stuff us too much, and that we could either maintain or lose a little bit of weight. And that's what Bilt Bar does for you. Okay, so go to BiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BiltBar.com. The Arizona Cardinals are the third best team in the NFC West, even though they've started 2-0. And I personally don't think it's close, but I also don't think it's something to worry about. If you look at the other two teams, no particular order, I would probably give the Seahawks a slight edge at this point because that offense is very potent, we've seen, and put the Rams at 2. The Cardinals are they're far behind in the process organically of getting to where the other two teams are. You know, Jared Goff was drafted years ago. They've added talent around him. Aaron Donald's been there the whole time. Even though they got rid of Todd Gurley, it seems like the rushing attack with Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and Cam Akers, who got injured on Sunday, seems to work. They have Jalen Ramsey. You know, they have a lot of star-studded talent on that team. And then the Seahawks, they have Russell Wilson. They have I would take him to win one game over any other quarterback in the NFL, and I'd probably say that for the last 3 seasons. Even though he hasn't ever gotten an MVP vote, he's the best player in football, in my opinion. Yes, over Patrick Mahomes. The allure of Patrick Mahomes is that he's 6 years younger than Russell Wilson. He's won a Super Bowl in the last 2 seasons. What Russell Wilson has done with a lack of an offensive line and a clown car of a running back room with Tyler Lockett and now DK Metcalf, I mean, I think that they're hands down the best team in the NFC West. The Cardinals just aren't there yet in the process. They're closing the gap very quickly, but I definitely still put them behind the Seahawks and behind the Rams. Yes, surprisingly enough, behind the Rams in the NFC West. Bo, agree or disagree?
This team has hurt you, which is way too much to where you're still skeptical. And I get it. I understand. But the Seahawks, they're probably going to do the exact same thing that they did last year, where they came out of the gates hot and Russell Wilson healthy looks great and the defense was just good enough. The Seahawks, I was kind of interested to see what they were going to look like when Jamal Adams was going to be their main source of a pass rush. And it's looked pretty good so far, but they did give a bunch of points to the Atlanta Falcons in week 1. I think that defense, they have a lot of work to do. They squeaked one out against the New England Patriots. We're still trying to figure out what kind of team the Patriots are. You know, I think that the Seahawks are a good team. Absolutely. They do have the best quarterback in the division. Kyler Murray is on his way, though. And then the Los Angeles Rams, I still have my, you know, reservations as far as them, as the same as I did have this offseason. I mean, they are a team that's very top heavy as far as their talent. The team's going to go as far as Jared Goff can take them. When he was good against Philadelphia in the first half, it was they were rolling. When he stumbled in the second half and he wasn't perfect, they took the, you know, the Philly was able to narrow the margin in that game. It was a closer game than the final score indicated. I think that the Rams have a lot of issues as far as depth concerned because of some of the contracts that they've had to give their stars, and that, you know, they could, you, the Cardinals are closer than I think you're giving them credit for. I would say that the Cardinals are behind the Seahawks. I'm still not sold on the Rams. I mean, they played against two defenses in the first couple weeks that aren't that impressive in Dallas, in Philadelphia. And the Cardinals are a lot better group on defense than those two teams. But it's going to be key. That's going to be key for the Cardinals to continue this run. They have not had any success against Sean McVay coach teams since he arrived in Los Angeles. He's never lost to the Cardinals. They need to change that around in 2020 if they want to make the noise that we think they're capable of making.
Definitely. And when you look at the schedule, Bo, we're going to find out if I'm right or wrong in week 7. Okay? It's going to be a Cardinals team that could be 5-1 welcoming the Seahawks week 7 to State Farm Stadium. And that could be the first real test on where the Cardinals lay. Because you have the Lions coming into town, and we're going to talk a lot about Detroit throughout the rest of the week because I was nervous about Washington. I'm even more nervous about Detroit. Not because I think the Cardinals are going to lose. The Cardinals open at 6-point favorites, but Matthew Stafford is a really good quarterback. He makes some mistakes, but that offense is a high-powered offense when running on all cylinders. And then you have the Panthers losing Christian McCaffrey and the Jets, who aren't good, coming off a Monday night game on a short week, welcoming Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, and the Seattle Seahawks into State Farm Stadium in week 7. That's going to be the first real test on if the Cardinals can win this division.
It is going to be fascinating. I mean, look, Dallas looming week 6, Seattle looming week 7. I hear what you're saying about the Seahawks. And look, the last time that those teams match up, the Cardinals slapped them in the face. I mean, when Seattle was playing for the division, the Cardinals went up to Seahawks, up to CenturyLink. They took care of business, even with Kyler Murray playing half the game. So, you know, and they're kind of the same teams. I mean, or at least Seattle's kind of the same team. Without Jadeveon Clowney, they'd added Jamal Adams. But I think that the Arizona Cardinals, what's going to be key, especially this week, is not to get caught looking forward to a couple of these games down the road. And, you know, you're right. I think that overall, I would never put any money down on Detroit to win a football game at this point. They're 0-2. They're a dumpster fire. For the most part, I believe that they're a trash team. I don't believe in Matt Patricia, but they do have talent on that offense that should scare your defense enough to come prepared. Because guys like, as you mentioned, Kenny Golladay is poised to play his first game of the season. He's a big-time receiver that nobody really knows about. Marvin Jones Jr. makes plays. Matthew Stafford, before going out last season, was playing one of his best seasons of his career. He has the capability of cutting up an NFL defense. Now, does he do it on a week-by-week basis? Is he consistent as he needs to be for that team to be successful? No, but he's capable of it. And the Arizona Cardinals need to be locked in and focused, or they could be, you know, run into that trap game that winning teams sometimes, you know, fall prey to.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Follow him at Bob Brack. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. I will leave you with this. The Arizona Cardinals have given up the least amount of points in the NFC West through 2 weeks. And I know that the offenses weren't good that they played, one of which was due to injuries and the other which was due to just, you know, rebuilding a broken model in Washington. But you have to win the games you're supposed to win. And through 2 weeks, the Arizona Cardinals have. And that's a pretty good feeling to feel and to have right now, looking ahead to week 3 against the Detroit Lions. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.